Hello, this is Brighton and
Meredith.
The following is our two-voice poem representing the perspectives of a boy and a girl from South Sudan. Our hope is that our poem will help people better understand the issues being faced by the Sudanese people, including violence and lack of clean water. Brighton will be reading the part of Salva, who is a lost boy from South Sudan.
Meredith will be reading the part of Naya, who is a girl who walks 8 hours a day to get water.
The title of our poem is The Struggles of Living in South Sudan.
5,500 cases of cholera in South Sudan in the past few months.
And my mouth felt so dry that I nearly choked when I tried to swallow.
I need clean water.
Her sickness came from the water.
I've survived a war, but I can't find clean water.
At 11 years old, the Sudanese civil war reached my village and separated me from my family.
For my family.
For my life.
One step at a time.
To safety.
To water.
Where do I find safety?
Clean water.
South.
Underneath us.
To Ethiopia.
Are these the answers to my problems?
Then to Kenya.
Drill sounds everywhere.
Across a war-torn river.
An iron giraffe.
Am I safe?
Do I have clean water?
Off to New York.
Do I still have to walk 8 hours a day to get dirty water?
How do I help South Sudan?
Who helped us?
Water for South Sudan.
A well.
Hope for South Sudan.
School.
Helping villages with water.
Nice to meet you, Salva. Naya.
For more information about our class fundraiser to help rehabilitate a well and drill in South Sudan, visit gsms.rfsd.k12.co.us or the Glenwood Springs Middle School on Facebook.
This has been a collaboration between Glenwood Springs Middle School, Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment, and KDNK.